When you open the passenger side door of my car, one of the following things tends to fall out. A kid's shoe, a water bottle, or a once coveted stick, pine cone, acorn, large leaf, pill bug, or rock. On special occasions, it'll be an In-N-Out French fry. Once, it was a favorite running sock I'd been missing for months. I had ample opportunity to note these ejaculations every morning as I jumped into the passenger seat with my laptop and cell phone to do the interviews for this book. You see, the car's messy, but the garage is also the quietest place in my house. In the background of the first interviews I did, before stumbling onto the soundproof powers of Subaru, you can hear my extremely fierce Labrador protecting the house from things like early rising birds and people in hats jogging past. Joggers with bare heads are fine. Who can know the mind of a Labrador? Or you can hear me saying to my 4-year-old, "Hey, good morning, buddy. Go jump in bed with Mom." I've put some of the recordings online at garthsundem.com. They're worth a chuckle. I can't tell if talking to Nobel laureates, MacArthur geniuses, National Medal of Science winners, and the like while hiding in the garage is empowering, embarrassing, or just awed in the manner of the proverbial mom with her hair in rollers, pretending to be a nymph while talking dirty for a 1-900 service. Anyway, this book is what happens when science hits life. It gets messy. And when you get off the script that some of these top-notch scientists have perfected over years of keynotes, classes, invited lectures, and interviews with people sitting at actual desks, you find that scientists are messy too. You hear the story of psychologist Stephen Greenspan's initiation into the science of gullibility when his mother duped him into marrying his then-girlfriend. Or about mathematician Ian Stewart's wife trying to use rotational mechanics to teach their malfunctioning cat to land on its feet. You get to listen to statistician Wayne Winston yelling at USA Basketball while on the phone because his model predicted a wider point spread. You hear about how MIT prosthetics researcher Hugh Herr replaced his lost legs with DIY feet to climb some of the most difficult rock faces in the world. Or how physicist Charles Edmondson used the geometry of roadways to chase down a turbo Porsche with a lowly Dodge Neon. It turns out that the root of today's best science is the passenger seat of scientists' messy cars. In other words, the science in this book comes from the very real experiences and problems of scientists' own lives. And rather than ice-eyed intellectuals perched in ivory towers, as their precisely worded papers might imply, it turns out that scientists are passionate, excited, and bubbly about their specialties to the point of schoolgirls with Justin Bieber infatuations. You should hear the utterly awesome Steve Strogatz talk about crickets, bridges, and his high school calculus teacher. Get a scientist talking about her search for discovery, and it starts to sound like a page-turning adventure book, which is exactly what I hope this book has turned out to be. That said, don't let the glib delivery lull you into thinking this is puff pastry. This book is supposed to be fun and practical, but it's also one of the most info-dense entities in the known universe. I equals MC squared. Okay, maybe that's a tiny bit of an exaggeration. But if you slow down, maybe hang your head out the window like the aforementioned Labrador, you'll find that the 100-some bite-sized bugs of how-to science stuck in your teeth, in fact, represent whole fields of cutting-edge research. I loved writing this book. Who gets to wear boxer shorts and drink Sumatra Blend in the passenger seat of a parked Outback while chatting with Steven Pinker about how to bribe a cop? But the truth is, talking to sometimes 3 or 4 Nobel, MacArthur, and National Medal of Science winners in a morning nearly drove me batty. You see, in addition to being overwhelmingly brilliant and passionate, it's a fair stereotype to note that each scientific field tends to either attract or create people with its own brand of quirks.